listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor here with your local news briefing. More boots on the ground for our police. The state government today announced Queensland will gain 900 new personnel, with 500 to be sworn officers. Premier Stephen Miles says they haven't been allocated to a specific police region just yet.
It'll be based on population as well as crime statistics.
Meantime, authorities are calling on the public for help to locate a 30-year-old woman who vanished on January 19th. Police say Jenny Che Tae's unexplained disappearance is out of character. She's described as Asian, 150 centimetres tall, with dark brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information regarding her whereabouts should contact police. With home ownership declining and cost of living rising, a Queensland lawyer is stressing the importance of insurance for your dog. Peter Mileto from Slater and Gordon says many people are unaware that home and contents insurance actually covers you if your dog was to attack someone. He says if you don't own a home, you can insure your dog.
You know, my clients are looking for support. They often look towards the owner of the dog and further to their insurance policies as to whether there is any support to cover those expenses.
The iconic Great Western Hotel in Rocky has been sold. The couple who sold it have owned the hotel for the past 10 years. They recently refurbished the venue, spending $1.6 million on the upgrades to the beloved venue. It is reported that the iconic venue sold for $2 million. Updating local sport and checking on the NBL 1 North. In the men's league, the Rockhampton Rockets brace themselves for a showdown against the unbeaten Mackay Meteors. Despite the challenging season, the Rockets persist in their pursuit of victory. Meanwhile, the women's division, our team continues to excel, firmly securing the second spot with two wins. The Mackay women's squad has clinched one win, enduring one defeat.